was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. Four in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
Welcome, my friends. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is Sunday, February 10th, and we're coming to you live from New York. And no, it's not Saturday. It's Sunday, and we have a very interesting program tonight. It's a program that is jam-packed with commercial remedies and commercial successes. Before we begin, because of the large amount of technology that I anticipate covering this evening, may I just remind you folks that the information is intended for entertainment purposes, and you would be extremely unwise if you took this information and, based upon a brief radio discussion, took positive action or, in fact, omitted actions because of it. You must give yourself an opportunity to grow into the sovereign creditor, living man or woman that you would intend to be, to the point where you can answer your own questions, and at that point you know that you're ready to make some decisions, whatever they may be. So that said, excuse me, friends, let me just mention that with all of the talk of sovereignty the last few weeks, I hope we haven't given the impression that I've forgotten all about the fun that we can have in commerce. And yes, commerce can be fun, and it can be very rewarding, if you know what I mean. And I hope we haven't forgotten about all those good men and women from coast to coast who have literally blasted themselves free from the shackles of bondage using commercial procedures. There are many folks who have settled debts successfully, who have removed rogue public officials without being confrontational in court, and who have used public agencies as their collectors of their accounts receivable. There are many folks who have solved all sorts of problems, and I'm in constant touch with many of these people as we move through various administrative and judicial cases. And what we have in common is that we have all preloaded the Department of Treasury with bonds that are backed by our labor and our good name and intentions, and then we require the United States Federal Corporation to draw against those instruments to offset all of their commercial, statutory, pretend, sleight-of-hand, garbage charges that they send to us from time to time, using instruments which feature beneficiaries in common: the Secretary of the Treasury as the trustee of what is known as the U.S. trustee, the trustee of the funds, the trustee of the accounts that were established for the receivership purposes of the United States bankruptcy back in 1933. And we then return those charges and offers and instruments, which are commercial instruments of liability, accepted for value, with payment through those bonds that we've preloaded into escrow accounts at the Department of Treasury through the Secretary of the Treasury. Here's a letter from someone who is involved in a number of credit card cases. Very brief. This party said to me, "We have been diligent in Susan's credit card case, and according to today's four-hour court arbitration, she kicked their asses," that's their language, not mine, folks, "by subpoenaing, I don't even know if there's such a verb, but it works, the adversaries, a ducis tecum, or ducis tecum, depending on what part of the country you're from." We'll be back in a moment, folks.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Glad you made it. Welcome back, my friend. And thank you for joining me tonight. Those of you who are former English teachers and sticklers for pronunciation know that the correct pronunciation of a subpoena deuces tecum is just like the playing card, a deuce. And if you have multiple subpoenas, it's deuces tecum. T-E-C-U-M probably would be better spelled T-E-K-U-M. I was trained by a fellow from another part of the country, and he used to pronounce it a subpoena duces tecum, and so in homage to him, I often still do, and I still get a kick out of it. He had some wonderful eccentricities, a wonderful fellow. A couple of announcements before we get, well, let me wrap up first on that brief letter to quote, and then we'll get into a few brief announcements. We've been diligent in Susan's credit card case, and according to today's four-hour court arbitration, now there's a good training session. You can't buy an education like that. She kicked their asses by subpoenaing the adversaries a deuces tecum. Now, I've never quite heard it separated into two fragments like that, but what she was saying was that a subpoena deuces tecum, which is a subpoena for records, was issued for presumably the CFO and possibly some other officers in the credit card company. Folks, as I've been saying for a long time, the power of the subpoena and the summons to force rogue agents to step up to the plate or withdraw, and in fact, at times, even to file motions terminating their own prosecution, is unheralded. I've literally begged folks for years to move to enforcement, and very often I get the response, well, I'm scared. What if they do this? What if they send a SWAT team? Blah, 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 blah. And while all of those things are possibilities, you won't win in many cases unless you take the initiative. And that's what the BIC Hellfire strategies are all about, and we're going to be hammering away at those strategies for the next few programs, by popular demand, I might add. Once you've tendered payment using a beneficiary's in common payment instrument, such as a secured promissory note, and that would be a note that would name as a fiduciary on the note, a beneficiary on the note, the Secretary of the Treasury, and perhaps the CFO of the credit card company, an agent that one's dealing with in an agency, and the director of that agency, and other parties of responsibility like that. Once you've named those parties on the instrument and tendered the payment and transferred the liability in the case to the holder of that note, do you know how easy it is to put the fear of the Lord in them by a simple use of a subpoena? It's so simple. For instance, in bankruptcy, apparently a lot of people are in the bankruptcy court at this particular time based upon my emails. It's two lousy forms. They're available on the Collecting in Bankruptcy CD, or you can download them at the bankruptcy site. Form 250, which is, I think it's called a summons and notice of trial in an adversarial proceeding, and Form 255, a subpoena in an adversarial proceeding. Now look, I recommend everybody download Form 255 from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court Library, because you get to see how simple a subpoena is. There should not be a case one is involved in where we don't request subpoenas as the very first thing. So if one's in bankruptcy, one can file that adversarial summons and a subpoena after probably 30 minutes of work, if that. You can hand fill it in. You can fill it in the restroom while you're waiting for your hearing. One can file a simple complaint in Superior or Supreme Court. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to have case law and be shepherdized. Just a simple complaint, because it's nothing more than a vehicle to carry your subpoena through to the receiving party as part, whether it's the Superior or the Supreme Court, whichever is the court of proper jurisdiction, of limited proper jurisdiction, I might add, in your state. Heck, you can walk into small claims court and arrange to have a subpoena issued. It may take a hearing. You may be able to talk to the clerk into issuing the subpoena right now. Well, we have a material witness with critical information who's reluctant to come forth. Would you mind issuing a subpoena? And what the clerk does is put their sign on it, their signature, the seal, and the date, and then you fill in the details. You can use a notary subpoena. And while when I say such a thing, probably a fair amount of people listening have a sense in their mind that, well, that's just a little trick or it doesn't have any weight. My friends, that notary subpoena carries the same weight as if it carried the mark of a judge in fiction. If the notary has the power in that state to issue a subpoena, the notary usually has the power of enforcement or can invoke the power of enforcement from another jurisdiction. And certainly in any case where you are being sued, a subpoena is likely to cause terror in the opposition and put them on the defense immediately, especially if it's accompanied by a subpoena duces tecum, which is a subpoena for their records where they have to certify under oath the authenticity and the completeness, the accuracy of those records. And you ask them in that subpoena for the impossible. We need you to exhibit any records or evidence of a defect in the administrative process and in the certification of your waiver of all rights to protest, argue, rebut, object, or appeal. You do that, and now you have public verification of the fact that they have no standing to open their mouth other than to identify a defect in your process. We'd like you to bring forth any evidence of a defect in the payment, any evidence of a defect in your stipulation to have stolen $5 million in public funds from the Admiralty. How about asking them to exhibit evidence of a bona fide security interest, a signed order, an affidavit, or a contract of obligation, anything bearing your signature in which you agreed to the obligation, and if not, any evidence that your signature, now we're talking to them, and if no such evidence is available, then produce or bring forth any evidence that your signature claiming a secured interest is not fraudulent and a perpetrated fraud on this court. One piece of paper. Imagine the effect it would have. Anyway, we're going to spend this entire evening, this entire 2 hours, reviewing these sorts of potent BIC strategies and the use of beneficiaries and common payment instruments in actual cases from actual emails that we'll get to in just a moment. First, if I may, folks, a couple of critical announcements. Those of you who need to find a competent commercial or BIC-trained notary would be wise to send an email requesting same to Notary Depot, D-E-P-O-T, that's one word, Notary Depot, at hush.com. I get good feedback about that site all the time. If you need a competent mentor, or especially if you're interested in some long-term education, I recommend that you send an email to bicstudyclub@msn.com. Now, I'm not affiliated with this, folks, and I do want to mention that there are some fees that are involved. But, you know, right now, that's one of the few forums that's out there for all those people who are sending me emails. Sam, bring me up to speed on this. Well, that's like sending a note to a professor at a university saying, I'm going to drop by your office during office hours. Could you teach me to be a doctor before the end of the week? Ain't going to happen. This is a good resource. Also, folks, I'd like to ask if you'd consider sending a substantial donation, whatever you can afford, to Cookie Khan, wife of Eddie, at address it to her at Cookie Khan at P.O. Box 969 Tavares, T as in Thomas, A-V as in Victor, A-R-E-S, Florida. That's Tavares, Florida, 32778. Ignore any emails that you see, any addresses on other documents. This is the correct address. They really need help. And I know Cookie's living from day to day and could use all the help that this patriot community that needs to take care of its own can provide. Don't forget, folks, when we waive all benefits and privileges from the United States, including things like medical benefits, Medicare, Social Security, so-called benefits, then we bear the responsibility, at least partially, to tie them to our brothers in arms. That's not arms, that's arms. Also, let me announce a couple of seminars that I would imagine are very worthwhile attending. The first being my friend Winston Shrout's Advanced Solutions in Commerce. You do not want to attend if you're a beginner, but if you know a little bit about commerce, then you need to get yourself Friday night, February 15th, 16th, and 17th. I guess that's next weekend, to San Antonio, Texas. It will be a wonderful seminar. I know that, not because I'm a soothsayer, but because Winston doesn't provide anything but wonderful seminars. His knowledge is vast. It's unmatchable. And you will have a chance to network with other like-minded people, discuss your cases, and really make headway in your commercial remedies. You can find out more information at Winston Shrout, S-H-R-O-U-T, Solutions in Commerce, all one word, Winston Shrout, solutionsincommerce.com. Also, Keith Livingway, I don't know Keith well, and I'm not completely familiar with his material, but Keith is providing a seminar. It's really a seminar in how to be sovereign and self-sufficient at Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and I'll have more information on that right after the break. That music, which I heard this time, means We're headed to a brief intermission break. Friends, please join me in 3 minutes. I'm going to have a quick one, and we'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Where does the time go? By the way, folks, I apologize for stepping on the commercials tonight, especially the first one. I did not have my volume adjusted properly to be able to hear the music, and that's my sign when I'm rolling along that we're coming up on a break, so my apologies. Anyway, Keith Livingley, the fellow who developed the Cancel a Tour process, has a seminar Saturday and Sunday, March 1st and 2nd, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I know Keith is concentrating on something that he calls image training, which is a form of awakening to sovereignty and to the false images that one has been surrounded with, and learning how to reprocess the information around you. And that eventually leads to learning about the county jurisdiction, the abandoned offices at the county level, and what one can do to establish one's sovereignty as a matter of fact rather than beyond the mere belief of sovereignty in the brain, although the belief is all one needs. So these are two seminars that I hope patriots will check out. Also, something I need to clarify, which I attempted to clarify on at least two, perhaps three previous programs and in today's email. Permit me to repeat that the contract dispute settlement package, that's the package that I developed about a month ago, and I spent about 2 solid weeks working out the details in a particular situation. Now we've applied it across the board in a number of situations. That package is designed for very specific personal contract disputes. It is not for conflicts with agencies, courts, or banks. In other words, if you have a tax dispute, it's not for that. But it's not for general distribution among the Patriot community. It is for disputes, for instance, between a contractor and a homeowner, or things of that sort, mono disputes. I'm doing something a little different with this, folks. I am tired of the crass commercialism of much technology that has originated with me. And I'm taking some precautions to prevent it. More importantly, I'm taking precautions to end my involvement in this history that patriots have of sending an email without a name on it and then being given, out of the kindness of someone's heart, a piece of technology, and then they go out and they injure themselves with it because they don't have the training. Desperation law, as far as I'm concerned, ends as far as my involvement is concerned. I'm releasing this package under license, and we're tracking it through the internet in real time, just like big-time software vendors do. I've seen profiteers charging $3,500 for an indemnity bond that could take you 10 minutes to compose on your computer, and it isn't right. So this package, first of all, this package is wondrous. We have been able to stand down virtually every attorney that has looked at the letters that have arrived, that have been brought to their offices by their clients on the receiving end of this package. And not one client has been able to find a single attorney to respond. Not assist them in going to court, but these clients who have been threatening lawsuits cannot even find an attorney to respond by letter because the attorney is scared of his involvement after he reads our response that is part of the contract dispute settlement package. I already have granted my labor as a contribution to the local ministry. This is not a patriot organization. Please don't inundate poor Sharon with emails. Well, what do I do in this situation or that situation or any BIC questions? Although she can answer what this program, this particular package is applicable to. This ministry is reaping the benefit of my harvests. There is a donation for this package, and it comes in three different levels, depending upon the materials that you need. Many people already have the tax remedies in their hand. They don't need to give a donation to receive that. But ultimately, my labor is benefiting this ministry. This ministry does great work and rescues men and women and animals, and I'm supporting it. I formally was supporting it by direct donation, and this seemed like a smarter idea. At the same time, the people who order this package received what I consider to be a really fine piece of work, which I cannot guarantee the results of, but so far the results are 100%. And it's something that has a limited, targeted use, so we are asking everybody who orders it what their situation is, and then we will analyze if it's applicable to this package. And we won't tell you what that criteria is because we don't want you to sneak one in. I do not want you to waste your money ordering a package that you don't need, and this package is not intended for general educational purposes or general distribution. So those are the circumstances by which we're releasing it. We've had a lot of orders for it, a lot of inquiries for it, and please don't get angry with Sharon. If you have a gripe about my methodology here, that's fine. Bring it to me. Keep in mind, I've released thousands of pages free of charge. And this, which is really the first time we're charging for a particular method, the benefits of which are going only to a ministry. So if it's something that can be of benefit to you, it's pretty cost effective. Just send an email over to Sharon@rescueteam.com. So folks, when we come back in 3 minutes, I'm going to get right into a fascinating letter that was sent to one of my friends by a judge, and my response to the friend as to how easy it is to handle what turns out not to be a bad situation at all, but another BIC victory. Plus, the judge recused and called for his big brother. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, folks, let's get to it. Here's an email from someone who is battling on a variety of fronts. You know, one of these complex cases, they're in family court, they have criminal charges, children are involved, all sorts of things going on. But things were out of hand until she took control using the beneficiaries in common commercial methodology. Here's your email to me. "Sam, something is brewing with these judges in the state of," and I won't mention the name. "Hit a nerve. Would like to get your feedback. The judge has sent me a letter. He's being sued for destroying several families, but he is using me as a front to secure counsel from a deputy attorney general. My family was destroyed by this judge, and he knows what is coming. I'm on the outside. Some others are in prison, so they are trying to stop me. Basically, he sent what he calls legal papers, referring to my BIC package, to the deputy attorney general, setting me up for what I believe is an arrest, stating he had to recuse himself because of my conduct, and he accused me of threatening him. What I'm sensing is that I will be receiving a gag order soon to stop me from doing this, and thus must find a way around it, or I will be arrested to stop me from doing this. This is the family court judge who destroyed my life and my children. He has recused himself and appointed another judge who reports to him, after tainting the new judge with conduct issues. He's appointing a new judge to handle the child support matter since the father is coming after me while I am on disability and he's earning $25,000 a month. Sounds typical of this sociopath, but I think they're going to set me up for an arrest or gag order. You get the idea she's scared when she read the judge's letter about an arrest or a gag order. And folks, how many of you have received letters that have put fear of incarceration in your hearts? And here's what she goes on to say. I am not scared about losing my home, but about losing my home on fictitious grounds, so the process, my process must continue. And she's right about that, folks. You don't back off of your administrative remedy. I can sense it coming, and when you play chess, you anticipate the other person's move all the time. I sense what they are trying to do to me, and I'm more often than not correct. I've submitted my Step 5 packages, and they are in default. That's through, I think, HHF, and their Step 5 might be she's at the point of defaulting them out. And, well, she says here, and they're in default for a month now as I'm sending out my zero-year account containing my bonds that are in default. Let's see. As you know, I'm relatively new at this process going on 3 months. She's a newbie. 3 months in, and she's handling all of this process. And I'm juggling a lot, but I've stayed focused. Still, this letter came out on Friday, and this monster does not do anything without an ulterior motive. Well, here was my response to her. I think my response will make it clear. Actually, before we read the response, let me read the judge's letter very briefly, and I'll change a few facts and details just to protect them. This letter is to inform you that Mr. Jones's motion requesting child support will be heard by, and he names a new honorable party, the honorable man. I'm recusing myself from hearing all future matters involving the party whose email I just read because of her recent conduct and because of actions that I've taken in response to that conduct. First, she allegedly made threats to representatives of the administrative office of the courts, and those threats involved me. And that's something you don't want to do, folks. And if you do, then you turn around and send a very big, large letter of apology, one paragraph, large type, here it is, I truly apologize, it was stupid of me, and I apologize for all commercial dishonors, won't happen again. He goes on to say, as a result, the such and such state police spoke with me, and I know that they were sent out to speak to this party, wrote the email as well. Second, that party wrote the email, has caused purported legal documents to be sent to me. The Attorney General's office is representing me in this matter. In addition, I referred the matter to the such-and-such county prosecutor's office for investigation as to whether a crime has been committed. Therefore, I have determined that it is now appropriate for me to recuse myself on the pending motion and all future applications. Here is my response to this gal. Congratulations on your victory over the presiding judge pursuant to his letter of surrender. A judge has recused and was forced to seek counsel. I suggest reading the letter for what it does not say. If he could have ordered your arrest, he would have. He didn't. He scurried away with tears in his eyes in search of his big brother. Folks, isn't that what he did? I've retained counsel. I've asked the Deputy Attorney General to protect me. I've asked the prosecutor to look into it. I did everything that a judge who had authority wouldn't bother to do because he'd sign an arrest warrant in a heartbeat. That's the effectiveness, of commercial process. And if there's a defect in the process, it's that the party using it isn't really quite ready to use it and doesn't see the victory in the making. I went on to say to her, if you listen to last night's program, you will hear my feeling about such situations in general. I am careful when I construct paper not to threaten or charge my brother, but to give wonderful opportunities for folks to clear their name on the record. In other words, I word things, folks, in such a way, and you should word things if you're going to communicate with public officials, in the following manner, in a way that provides them an opportunity to do that which is right and let them draw their own conclusions One needs not use any threatening language when you're giving them the opportunity to clear their name of serious crime. So you might say something like, please find the attached affidavit of negative averment as your opportunity to rebut the presumption that the notary certification of your theft of $5 million in public funds from the Admiralty, to rebut the presumption that you participated in the theft of funds of $5 million of public money from the Secretary of Treasury or in the Admiralty. So I'm just doing this off the top of my head, and dictation is not my strong suit, but I hope you see the broad picture, that we're giving them opportunities to disprove their own crimes. We don't say, you did this, you did that, and I'm going to march before this body and do this, or I'm going to sue you. We don't make threats. We simply say, here is your wondrous opportunity under oath, under penalty of perjury, to establish that you were not involved in a felony, to establish that you did not lie to the court, to establish that you did not join yourself willfully to a plaintiff in a case in which you were sitting, to establish that you did not attempt to act as a judge in a case in which you've been named as a third-party defendant. You see how that works? It turns everything around. No chance of being charged with threatening anybody. You're giving them the opportunity to disprove what's already a fact in the record as certified by a notary public representative, agent for the governor and or the secretary of state, depending upon how your state is structured. I went on to say to her, so now it's a matter of completing procedures, which is the very first thing a mentor said to me years ago when I got into trouble. Finish your process. And it's as good... That's as good a recommendation today as it was years earlier. Now it's a matter of completing procedures, holding one's head high, and returning to the business of collecting the liabilities and commerce in consultation with your mentors. The way I discourage an arrest, I told her, is to crush, not just bloody, the nose of the adversary with my very first strike. And again, I don't do that with hostile language folks. So let the next guy know what's coming. In other words, if I can take the judge out and in fact have his bond seized and render him uninsurable for public employment, then I'll be happy to admit to having been the source of that to the party who replaces him. And this recusal and need to meet with the Attorney General on his own time when he's not making money is exactly the sort of outcome that I seek. It's one little notch on the pistol. The way I discourage an arrest is to crush them. Subtle methods like offering to supply their counsel with a list of former public employees who were rendered uninsurable and unemployable for violating my remedy under public policy are methods that I would employ. We have all the tools. They only have intimidation. I thumb my nose at bullying. God bless Sam Kennedy. So that's what I told her, and I don't think I have to be any more explicit like that on the air. It's plain, my friends, that when judges don't act but threaten, that you're probably, heading down the right pathway. So just keep that in mind when you read between the lines. Now, here's an email from a woman who spent the last time 22 days in lockup until it got through to the corporation that they were not about, that the secured party was not about to fold her cards, and that the former sureties would be facing the Grim Reaper. And after 22 days in the slammer, you know what happened? The prosecutor went to the court and made a motion to terminate the prosecution. That's a victory, out and out. Suddenly, she gets a hold harmless agreement, which I have not seen, but a hold harmless agreement in the mail from the Postal Service I think returning the money order. Let's see if we can figure it out from her letter. Let's not get lost in the details of her letter, because I'd like to use it to show how BIC, how a commercial remedy, applies so marvelously to a situation like this. What would you rather do? Argue with them? Well, you know, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Here, I need proof of claim from you. If you prove A, B, and C to me, then we might be able to talk. Or would you rather put them in a situation where they're holding a $5 million tax liability and they will have to pay unless they tender the payment to the account? Here's her letter. Sam, this is the response that we intend to send the post office regarding, it should really be the postal service, regarding the hold harmless offer they sent us. Now the rest is her words. On such and such a date, the enclosed letter, postal money order, and hold harmless agreement and enclosures were delivered to my mail receptacle. I'm returning these items for cause without dishonor as follows. One, I'm unable to determine if I'm a proper party to the case number, and she lists a number. Two, I'm unable to determine if I am a proper party to your tender, offer, or presentment. Three, now, you know, if you want to take that route, heck, just fold it up, stick it back in an envelope, and put a stamp on the outside that says no such party at this address and send it back. Simple, lot less work. Number three, I'm unable to determine from the documents if your tender, offer, presentment, or other communication form is intended as an act in law, at law, in commerce, in ecclesiastical law, in Napoleonic Code, as a private contract, or other law form act. Now, folks, I have respect for these people down there, and I'm glad that she sent me this letter. And, you know, these are people who held up after 22 days in the slammer and won. My hat goes off to them. But it's this kind of a response, and again, I say I'm glad she sent it to me so I had a chance to comment. It's this kind of a response that immediately classifies you as two things. One, a covert reactionary wacko, and two, someone that they can vanquish by using argument. The latter, they may not even know overtly, but they certainly can sense it subliminally. Prosecutors have told me that. They say, these patriots go down. I've seen it all, and they always go down in flames. Of course, they have never faced myself or Winston or someone who, or that fellow I told you about a week ago, who has no fear of them and simply won't back down. Now, when they're facing a gal like this, they're facing someone who they are training to be fearless. And that's where all of us are headed, to losing our fear of the dark, looking them right in the eye and saying, I don't care what you do to me. Here's what I'm going to do to you. You're in my court. It's my rules and my orders. Anyway, she goes on in the letter to say, if the $55, I presume that's the money order that was returned, is intended for me, I'm unable to determine if you're attempting to obtain a settlement agreement under color of this tender. And she's got another 4 or 5 points like that. So you get the idea. I also have observed that you appear to use the United States Post Office registered mail service without paying postage. Absent disclosure of your intent and disclosure of all resulting legal or lawful consequences relating to the above issues, I'm unable to retain your instrument and documentation as I do not understand the tender, offer, presentment, or other intended act, blah, blah, blah. Now, attorneys send things back all the time, but they're not. The difference is they're not going to explain themselves and say, well, absent you doing A, B, and C, I can't determine, blah, blah, blah. They would just send it back very succinctly and say, you don't have the authority to do this. We're rejecting the process. Here it is. And they always put in that kicker. We won't be participating. The client will not be participating in your process any further. We love that. That's a confession of dishonor. We've won the case. All right. Anyway, here is my response to this gal. One can reassemble the papers and return them marked, return for cause without dishonor, where, well, first I told her, for a quick reply, one can stamp the outside of the envelope, no such party at this address, as I mentioned a moment ago, and send it back. Or, one can reassemble the papers and return them marked, return for cause without dishonor, where is your payment on the offer? Now, see, that's a simple return in commerce. Do you see how effective and direct commerce can be? If you truly understand the procedure that is unfolding, if you understand that they are sending you an order for money, at some point there is a fee or penalty involved, even if they call it a hold harmless agreement, then you can respond by the oldest redemption trick in the book. Where is your payment? And in fact, reject process based upon that. But if I received such an offer, my friends, I would probably accept it for value and return it with, you want to guess what? My own hold harmless agreement. Offering to hold the sending party harmless for all of their good faith actions. And attached to my hold harmless agreement would be, guess what? A nice, big, juicy invoice as stage one of a commercial lien process. And now, we're not playing baseball, we're playing football, and we're on their side of the 50-yard line. We'll be back to continue this discussion about DIC remedies in just a moment. Folks, you're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network, the only place in the world you can get this kind of information.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, friends. So, they send a patriot a hold harmless agreement, and excuse my language, but who the hell knows what that's about? And I haven't seen the documentation to really know the essence of it. But nonetheless, I pretty much know what I would do. And what I would do is apply the versatility of commercial process, specifically the BIC, the Beneficiaries in Common Payment Method. I've spoken about its versatility before. In fact, we did a couple of shows in mid-January, I believe, where we were talking about the contract dispute settlement package, the one that's available through Sharon at Contemporary Christian Order, which I mentioned earlier. And that package is a classic example of how versatile it is to be able to make payment under any situation. So you see, you can have a situation where an indictment or some kind of offer comes your way and accept it for value and make payment of the liability, or you can request that a public official perform some act on your behalf and make payment to indemnify them against all risks for all acts of all actions or omissions that are taken on your behalf in good faith. Of course, you don't indemnify them against malicious or intentional actions or omissions because they're not entitled to insurance or coverage. That falls under their own personal bond. So it's extremely versatile. We can take any situation and impart a converted liability to the offering party. So as I said, I might take that whole harmless agreement and accept it for value and return it to them with my own hold harmless agreement attached to which would be a substantial secured promissory note. Or I might take that offer and make it payable to Treasury. By the way, that promissory note would be part of a commercial lien process. So when I'm done in 21 days, I have an outright bona fide claim against the surety for that public official or against the institution, which I can then parlay through Treasury into useful monetization. I might use it to fund other departments or other issues, or might seek refund on behalf of charities or something of that sort. So I also might take that hold harmless agreement and make it payable to Treasury and begin the process of making them regret having awakened that day when they're on the receiving end of a giant tax liability. And that tax liability is known as the BIC commercial process with the secured promissory note and the tax remedies. And that might sound something like, thank you for your kind offer to expand funds under public policy and your offer to have the undersigned waive her unalienable rights. Isn't that what a hold harmless agreement is? If they're the insurer, they're going to subrogate all the rights in the event the insurance is invoked. The offer is hereby accepted for value in the amount of, whatever amount. Please find secured promissory note number such and such in the amount of, and it might equal that amount or it may even be greater, as tender of my consideration on your offer, annexed to the form 1099 OID report made this day to IRS of your tax liability in the amount of, and then that amount might be the face value of the promissory note. That music means we're done with the first hour, and when we return after a 1 minute station identification, we will pick this thought process up and take you through a very simple presentation of a response to a public offer. Don't go away, folks. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gold.